Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Alex Velasquez, Cecilio Sr., Lucy, Richard, and Paul Chavez. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Eladia, is today your birthday? Is that why we're here at Mass today? Congratulations on your birthday. Probably not her birthday today, but it's good to see you. Good to see you here today. Today is the birthday of my number one server in Fort Sumner, little Angel Gabriel, who's first in the first communion class. He's just real great. So pray for him as well. So maybe you share a birthday with him. So today is the feast of Saint Athanasius, and if you don't know anything about Saint Athanasius, I know last year I gave you the Athanasian Creed. It's a powerful, powerful creed, really focusing us on the divine nature of Christ, that he is perfectly God. And St. Athanasius, we have this saying within the church that we say Athanasius contra mundi, which is an Athanasius against the world, because Athanasius, in truth, was about the only Orthodox bishop in the entirety of the world. The entirety of the church was Arian. What does that mean to say? It means that they bad talk the person of Jesus Christ by saying that he is less than God. Now Arius was this great and arch-heretic of the whole world, that he said that, yes, Jesus is great, he's amazing, he's super powerful, he's a, Greek word is demiurge. You know what that means, other than to say he's less than God, less than God. He's not quite God, he's amazing, he can do everything, but he's somehow one step below what God is. He would speak highly and exaltedly about Christ, but saying that he's not quite God. In doing so, he lessens who this person of Jesus Christ is, and so falls into grave heresy. The whole of the church fell into that because it's real easy to see how Jesus is still man. And how can you have a creature that's 100% God and 100% man? How could you have anything that's like that without any admixture in that way? But Athanasius was strong and firm upon this orthodox point. And so he defended the consubstantiality, which is what we say within our creed. We use that word consubstantial since the year 2000, making firm that we are not Arians. And so because of that, the whole of the world fell into heresy, except Athanasius and those who followed Athanasius. So was Athanasius contra mundi. 5 times in his whole life, he had to leave his diocese quickly and in fear because they were trying to kill him. And 5 times, the Pope intervened and brought him back to his diocese safely. There are Arians among us today. In fact, probably a great portion of the church is still Arians because they don't understand what it is. They just say the word consubstantial, have no idea what it means, and live their lives as though Jesus was somehow less than God. I get this all the time from first communicants, confirmation students, everybody else. They tell me that, oh yeah, Jesus and God, different things. We even have one of the most prominent priests in the state of New Mexico is also a huge Arian. That would be Father Richard Rohr. He says that Jesus and the Christ are different people in that way. And that's also a different heresy, but it also follows into the same heresy of Arianism as well, saying that Christ is less than God, less than God. Even if you make him the slightest bit less, you fall into a grave heresy. And so when we come against the heresies that go on within our world today, often what you and I can do is we're trying to be orthodox, we're trying to follow Christ, we're trying to do everything the best way possible. What do we struggle with? We get our anger up. We start to clinch down, and then we say, I've got to go against everything and fight in this way. And it tears a person up to be able to always be on the guard, always be clinched, always be tight in this way. That's not the way God has called you and I to be. Athanasius was firm, but he was also firm in a way that kept him open to what God actually desired. You and I fight against great heresies today within the church, and a lot of these are coming out in the present synodal way that's going on, and not to mention the schism that's going on in Germany, which many of our bishops have begun to speak out about now. How do you and I still remain Catholic, still remain strong, and still remain open to the Spirit at the same time? Here's the way forward. It's the one thing that the devil can't stand, one thing that which the devil himself can't replicate. And that's joy, to be joyful. Joy is what is the mark of the Christian. What is joy? It's the devil likes to mock pleasure and happiness and this sort of smile that goes across your face even in the midst of things that are going on. But that's not what joy is. Joy can take on an exterior fashion like that, but it need not. Joy is fruit of the Spirit. And as our young men and women are preparing to receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, what is the first gift of the Holy Spirit? The second is joy. And it's dependent. Joy is dependent upon that, which is what? Bob Young knows. Love. And that's not a light thing. Love, rather, is a gift of the spirit, is a knowledge that oneself is loved, even if the world goes to pot, even as heresies run rampant, even as those within the church are praised who shouldn't be praised and lifted up. Love, recognizing that first and foremost, and above all, that you are immeasurably loved by a God who is your good shepherd, as it speaks about here. Don't be like the Jews who are in the gospel here. St. John speaks about specifically, he says, it is winter. And why does he say that? St. Augustine says the reason why he says it's winter is because that's the not only was it actually winter, which is why it was cold and he moved into Solomon's portico to stay warm, it was winter in the hearts of the Jews. Their hearts were cold toward the love of God. And because their coldness to the love of God, they were slow to understand, even though Christ is at great pains to say, I and the Father are one. I'm one. Consubstantial. The very same thing which Athanasius was so strong to defend. But they could not see it and willed not to see it because their hearts were in a state of winter, of cold, of pulling into themselves. You and I are called to be warmed by the Spirit of God, which comes down upon us first in baptism and is completed as graces within us, perfected in the sacrament of confirmation. And so you and I are able to live in this warmth which the Lord has given us, which is the love of Christ, the love of God planted within our own hearts. Recognize first and foremost that you are loved, and then from that joy will naturally erupt. So even as you have to defend the faith and defend the Catholic teachings within your own family and even within our own parish and state and wherever it is that you go, that joy will be the very thing that will carry you forward and beyond that. It's the one thing that the world finds mystifying in the midst of persecution and trial, that one can be joyful. One of the saints said it, joy will convert the world. And so as we praise this great saint, doctor of the church, who stood against the entirety of the world, a great number of bishops throughout the world, even turning against the Catholic faith, five times being driven from his own diocese for fear of death to himself, but he knew he must remain strong within the faith and defend it, he had the joy too, which is why he was unable to be deterred from anything that was true about Christ, true about God, defending the nature of God as consubstantial, Jesus Christ consubstantial with the Father. You and I, within the great heresies that propagate within our world, within our own souls and the struggle, joy is the one thing that will carry you and I on through it, by making sure that our hearts are not set into a place of winter, but fired by that gift of the Holy Spirit. That is to say, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the first one, which is love, knowing that you yourself, even in the midst of everything that comes against you, are immeasurably loved by Christ, who, as the scripture says today, is our good shepherd. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.